Well, there's a quote that I wanted to start with from something I had written about fear and turning 75 and life lessons. But this, I just want to read the mantra to lead into what I'd like to talk about that everyone else has talked about so far. So the mantra is from a book called Dune, and it was the mantra of the wise women. And it's something that I have always found useful for myself when I'm in a position of feeling fearful. So this is the mantra. I must not fear. Fear is the mind killer. Fear is the little death that brings total obliteration. I will face my fear. I will permit it to pass over me and through me. And when it has gone past, I will turn the inner eye to see its path. Where the fear has gone, there will be nothing. Only I will remain. And so it felt pertinent to what we were talking about in terms of fear and stillness and coherence within. When we get to that point where we're free enough, liberated enough internally to make new choices or to recognize that we're making choices about how we respond to what's happening. And what Adam just talked about was such a clear example of that. And he could have been just frozen in fear of, oh my God, look how close I came, look what happened. But he passed through that, and he allowed the fear then to continue on, and he stayed behind. And he stayed behind in that position of, well, look, I'm here. And look, there's wine.
Yeah, I forgot that part.
And look, I mean, friends appeared out of nowhere. Like, what would put them on the road at this time of day, just in the right position to see us? And so when we look at the things that have happened in our lives in retrospect, we can take that information. What happened? How did I allow myself to come through that? What did I learn that wasn't just a life lesson, but was a gut-level learning response that says, I'm now a different person. I'm not the person that went into that scenario. I'm an entirely new person that came out. And if it's true that we are constantly reforming ourselves. You know, they say every 7 years you create a new body. But in truth, we've got the billions of cells. And within that 7 years, at every instant, not even an hour, a moment, but in every instant, we are recreating ourselves as the being that we have chosen to come in this time on this planet. And so when we take all that information, that is what allows us, when we choose to go into that stillness and say, fear is the mind killer. So I let that go. I let that pass through me. And I'm an entirely different person because I allowed that to happen. And so in my stillness, in my grace, in all of those states, I constantly recreate myself. And when I do that, we know, because we are one and we are integrated, that that's how I am actually changing the world. So, thank you.